Tomorrow, we're going to Brighton. It will take us an hour and a half to get there by bus. Since we need to be there at 10 to 10 to enter SeaWorld Brighton at 10 o'clock sharp, we'd better start at 8:15. Our tickets for the oldest operating aquarium in the world will cost us £6 each. The ticket includes a coupon that enables you to get a 50% discount for the guidebook and a 10% discount in the cafe, as well as a free activity pack with a book on Jurassic sea animals. Now, I know everybody wants to rush to the beach right afterwards to dip their feet in the sea, and you'll be given time for that too, once we've seen the city centre and the Royal Pavilion after that. While we're in the centre, you're going to have some free time. You may want to stroll down the narrow streets and enjoy the colourful houses and street life, or peek into the antique shops. That's what I would suggest if you were tourists. As it is, you might want to try some fish and chips in one of the small restaurants in the centre, which would probably be best. And if we start back at 5, the boys will get back in time for their basketball practice as required. As a result, I might manage to correct your essays for tomorrow. I hope we'll also get a head start on any traffic jams.
Now listen again.
Tomorrow, we're going to Brighton. It will take us an hour and a half to get there by bus. Since we need to be there at 10 to 10 to enter SeaWorld Brighton at 10 o'clock sharp, we'd better start at 8:15. Our tickets for the oldest operating aquarium in the world will cost us £6 each. The ticket includes a coupon that enables you to get a 50% discount for the guidebook and a 10% discount in the cafe, as well as a free activity pack with a book on Jurassic sea animals. Now, I know everybody wants to rush to the beach right afterwards to dip their feet in the sea, and you'll be given time for that too, once we've seen the city centre and the Royal Pavilion after that. While we're in the centre, you're going to have some free time. You may want to stroll down the narrow streets and enjoy the colourful houses and street life, or peek into the antique shops. That's what I would suggest if you were tourists. As it is, you might want to try some fish and chips in one of the small restaurants in the centre, which would probably be best. And if we start back at 5, the boys will get back in time for their basketball practice as required. As a result, I might manage to correct your essays for tomorrow. I hope we'll also get a head start on any traffic jams.
That is the end of task 4.